Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. And welcome to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Sheeban. I'm going to be sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today, broadcasting live from Montana. He called me literally 10 minutes ago and told me that his internet was down, and he was on the phone with his phone company, CenturyLink. And I want to shout out a thank you to our engineering crew in Minnesota. We really appreciate you guys. So listen, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to just try to inform you with as much objective facts as possible. And I'm going to start with some information in healthcare. But before I do that, I want everybody to write this down. Two things. Watch the movie The Deep Rig. That proves that the election was stolen, the deep rig. And today starts, now I don't know how many hours it's going to take them for to show the evidence of the election fraud and foreign interference, but Mike Lindell, for 3 days, you need to tell everybody you know in the world, and I know people are listening to this broadcast, not just in America, but around the world, you need to go to frankspeech.com. That's Frank, F-R-A-N-K, speech with two E's, not E-A, two E's, S-P-E-E-C-H.com, frankspeech.com. And I think if that goes down, he's going to have a backup on his LindellTV.com as well. So the next 3 days, everybody in the world needs to watch Mike Lindell's proof of election fraud, voter fraud, and foreign interference. He says he has all the evidence, so we cannot continue as a country or as a world if nothing is legitimate. I mean, we're in a position right now, folks, where subpoenas mean nothing. We're literally seeing in front of our eyes America being taken down and taken over with this global reset, where only the super wealthy are allowed to have a good life. We see no GDP growth. We see high unemployment with tons of opportunities for jobs, by the way. High inflation, highest illegal aliens, highest gas prices, no due process, elimination of rights, freedoms, introductions of vaccine passports. It's a great sellout, a giant sellout of the American people in the Western world. Do you know, even in the metals market, we have 700 times more paper markets than physical because of the naked shorts, the paper contracts. We're literally seeing Nazis are controlling the American people, all businesses, restaurants, gyms, small business, rents going through the roof, but yet there's an open-door policy for bringing in millions of illegal immigrants through our southern borders. And people wonder why their rent's going up. We see phony Democrat peaceful riots costing us billions of dollars, and the mainstream media not even discussing it. We see this infrastructure bill where a lot of things are hidden in a 2,700-page document. I guess you don't have to hide too much because no one's reading it. Just like Nancy Pelosi says, just pass it, and then we'll see what's in it later. So this infrastructure bill on page 508, it literally says they're going to make it too expensive for us, the people, to drive. Never mind openly harvesting baby parts paid for you, the taxpayer. Do you know that gender identity is now considered in the infrastructure bill? Can't make this stuff up, people. I mean, this is beyond. If I was to audition as a writer for the new Twilight Zone show, you couldn't come up with this stuff. All right. I'm going to just jump into healthcare, and I'm going to start with this article right here. As always, pardon me, I use published articles in the public domain. I don't give shoot-from-the-hip guesses. I don't make stories up for effect. This is all real stuff. I've done my job to the best of my ability to give objective facts and verify its authenticity. So here's the new research study by John Hopkins and Dr. McCary, apparently from John Hopkins, found out that $42 billion, are you ready for this, folks, of the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, spent on research last year, less than 2% went to COVID clinical research, and not a single grant was dedicated to studying masks in children. And we have talked about masks till we're blue in the face. This basically shows that the NIH is not concerned about COVID at all. Less than 2% went to the COVID clinical research. And we've talked about the masks till we're blue in the face, using physicians, using epidemiologists, virologists, pathologists, researchers, scientists. My gosh, the micron size alone of these masks. Alone. No mask can stop a virus of any kind. It just doesn't happen. And we've talked about the psychological, long list of psychological and physiological disorders from the mask. We talked about bacterial pneumonia. We've talked about the studies where dentists are coming forward, where the bacteria in the mouth, which is closely associated with heart attacks and strokes, are getting worse. We've talked about all of it. It's all the mask's purpose is to promote fear. The mask purpose is to hide the criminals who arrest people wrongfully, the Blantifas of the world, so the elite can hire their brown shirt mercenaries to do crimes and cover up the identity of the people doing it. That's what masks are for. And of course, submissive conformity as well, which we've talked about in great detail. Okay, next article, and I'm going to go into other tangents as I often do, and I have lots of information for you today, so hopefully I'll get to 80% of it if I'm lucky. Okay, next, COVID hoax unraveling. Health and Human Service documents admit no virus isolated. We talked about this six months ago, about the lack of isolation of the virus. And the PCR tests are just background noise, and the CDC admits the vaccine doesn't work. People, the only way we're going to get this information out is if you share it. We all have to read, research, verify. Don't believe a word we say. And I want you to think about the fact that this virus hasn't been isolated. Stu Peters, the Stu Peters Show, this man is informative. He's a patriot. He speaks quickly, clear, and gives a lot of information. And he's a great listener when he interviews people. There's a man by the name of Patrick King up in Alberta. He basically mentioned, and long story short, against the powers that be in Alberta, that there's no material evidence of COVID virus isolation. And I have read, and this was on the Stu Peters Show, in Alberta, Canada, that they just ended masks and shots because they couldn't come up with evidence of isolating the virus. Are you hearing me? for those of you who might know Patrick King in Alberta, he needs to get together with Chris Skye, a great Canadian patriot who's on board with all objective facts. We have to end all this stuff. I think we should invite Alberta to be part of Montana, Idaho, Wyoming, and the Dakotas. And only Wyoming if they get rid of traitor Cheney. Okay. People, we have to realize this is medical tyranny. We're seeing that science and rights are being eliminated. All these so-called variants, how many articles have we given over the months where the people who are dying and getting sick are the people who are getting the vaccine? How many? See, the science right now, they're hand-picking and cherry-picking data and suppressing numbers. Transparency shouldn't even be a word anymore. We're seeing coercion and propaganda strategies by the elite. The CDC is even, how many articles have we reported where they're not even reporting most of the breakthrough cases? Do you know, people, that the CEO of Pfizer was caught, he basically couldn't go on a flight because he didn't take his own vaccine for a vaccine passport? The CEO of Pfizer. How many times have we talked about practice what you preach laws, about hypocrisies, about double standards? The CEO of Pfizer isn't taking his own, and the word vaccine, obviously, these days need to be in air quotes. People dying from vaccines. Cures are being withheld, like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and vitamin D and zinc. Do you know that employers and their insurance companies are not paying for vaccine damages? Do you know that graphene oxide, we've talked about this on this broadcast many times, we've used terms from physicians, scientists, qualified people, like associating graphene oxide issues with the words toxic, poison, murder. And there's evidence showing up from my research that graphene oxide has been in vaccines since 2018 in some cases. Do you know that this graphene oxide is a conductor of electricity? We've talked about the nanotechnology, the people being magnetized, the hydrogel, the damage that 5G are going to be doing to these people when they start bringing up the velocity of this 5G, the unit of measures. We talked about the spike proteins. We talked about the autopsies and the accumulation of this stuff in tissues and organs. There's a Dr. Ryan Cole who gave a great presentation. It was on, I believe, it'll come to me, BitChute. It was on BitChute. And he talks about spike proteins is a toxin and how it accumulates in the body. And the great majority of the vaccinated are the ones who are dying and getting sick. And keep in mind, the true definition of these so-called breakthrough is antibody-dependent enhancement. Just think of the name, dependent. That means when vaccines go wrong. And there's no direct variant test, whether it be Delta virus or this virus or that virus. Look, it's your immune system attacking your organs. This Dr. Ryan says it's a poison attack on our population. Look at Dr. Ryan's presentation on BitChute. This looks like transhumanism.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, broadcasting live from Montana. And folks, you know, we don't make any of this stuff up. Everything I mention has been published in public domain with articles from credible resources like physicians, including epidemiologists, virologists, infectious disease doctors, scientists, researchers. I mean, just even Pfizer's own VP, who was recently retired, the top scientist there, said that this so-called vaccine is a depopulation event. What do you think the CEO of Pfizer hasn't taken it yet, like I just mentioned? This is all suppressed information from the mainstream media. I mean, why do you think we all know these aren't vaccines. How come Big Pharma has no liability or no accountability for the destruction of lives, for the all these deaths? How come the VAERS data and the CDC data, they're being caught, taken down, like in one day, 6,000 deaths? How come the CDC whistleblowers in three days saying there was 45,000 deaths from the vaccine? How come there's 94,000 people overdosing from drugs so far this year, but you don't hear Fauci in the crowd saying anything about that? No, it's all about ignoring the science and trusting the propaganda. That is their meme of the year. How come three anti-vax presidents were murdered? How come the fake PCR test, which everybody admits is fake, even the powers that be are taking it down, mostly because of Soros and Gates buying up the testing companies? But how come all these animals and fruits are testing positive for COVID? How come there's food shortages everywhere going to the elites in underground cities? How come food's being eliminating nutrition? How come there's fluoride in our water? How come we're allowing experimental gene therapy and nanotechnology with spike proteins
creating blood clots and permanently changing people's DNA and immune system? How come there's all this evidence of viral shedding or transmission? How come companies are coming out with succession planning, saying that in 3 years we're going to have to replace all the people who are dying? How come the Harvard study, which the mainstream media is not talking about, has come to the conclusions where adverse events are reported as little as 1%? How come the powers that be in big tech are censoring everything? How come the package inserts for these so-called vaccines are showing nothing? How come the Delta variant, which is a 99.9% survival rate, isn't mentioned by the mainstream media? How come millions of illegal, unvetted, untested for all diseases are coming through our southern borders by the millions? You think this is all for beneficial purposes to the American people? There's no benevolence in this. This is a takedown and a takeover. Okay, pardon my sidebar. I'm going to go back to published articles in the public domain. Next, Fauci fears variant worse than Delta is on the horizon because of unvaccinated Americans. See, this is what they're pushing. This is, it's all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting. That's what it's all about. They don't care how they create infighting and pot-stirring and chaos and wars and race wars and gender wars and sexual orientation. They don't care about anything. They just want people dead. Next, Joe Biden said no wall high enough or ocean wide enough to keep us safe from the vaccine. Now, he quickly corrected himself, but he said that. What does that tell you, people? Really? Next, 397 children diagnosed with heart inflammation after receiving Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. No wonder why the CEO of Pfizer hasn't taken it. Next, UK government seeks contract for, sit down, people, for this. This is in quotes, excess body storage in preparation for mass extermination event. Are you awake yet? Next. Israel and Australia report all COVID hospitalizations are vaccinated. Next. Australia reports 95 to 99% hospitalized, fully vaccinated patients. Are you hearing the key words here, people? 12 of 13 most vaccinated country in the world now listed by the CDC as a travel risk. Why is that? Because they're vaccinated.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate has come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill.
We have come to an agreement for final passage of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal. As we move forward, we're proceeding on both tracks, the track of the bipartisan infrastructure proposal and the track of the budget resolution with reconciliation instructions.
The vote is expected Tuesday morning around 11 a.m. Eastern. State District Judge Brad Urrutia ruled in favor of Texas Democrats who fled the state last month to block Republican-backed voting integrity legislation. Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan and other officials are now barred from arresting the lawmakers. The judge, a Democrat, signed the order on August 8th, issuing the injunction. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ivy League school Princeton University in New Jersey is offering a new course this semester titled Black Lives Matter and pushes the critical race theory. Former professor at Princeton, Dr. Carol Swain, tells Fox News, "This is un-American and what you can read to understand the views of CRT and what's wrong with it."
Critical race theory was around, it's been around for decades, but what we do know is that it did not stay on the university campuses, that it has permeated every sector of our society, and we know the harmful effects of taking that dangerous ideology that divides Americans into the K-12 classrooms. And so I think that we now see that there needs to be a reckoning with universities, especially those that are turning out the future leaders of tomorrow, the Ivy League schools, where the graduates dominate our society. And we need to stop selecting Supreme Court justices almost exclusively from that environment. And while I have your audience, I'd like to point out that I have a new book on critical race theory that offers strategies on how to fight back. It explains what it is, where it came from, how it impacts our society, why it's un-American. It runs counter to our Constitution, and we don't have to stand for it. And the book is Black Eye for America, How Critical Race Theory is Burning Down the House.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the class, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Finelli, broadcasting live out of Montana. And we heard over the break about the infrastructure bill, and I just want to remind you, just one of the many things in this 2,700-page document, which nobody read, includes amnesty for illegal aliens, unvetted for everything. Not just skill sets, not just jobs, not just criminal background, also every disease in the book. Forget about COVID. COVID is just a reset tool. It's all about Ebola. It's about AIDS. It's about hepatitis. It's about tuberculosis. There's a whole list of diseases that actually kill people. great amount of people. Everything's connected, people. This is why they want to create civil wars. They want their brown shirts, the UN troops, the mercenaries to come in. Climate change, COVID. This is all the largest transfer of wealth that's happening in front of our eyes. It's financial enslavement. That's what this reset is. That's why it's engineered by the elite who control the UN and the Black Rocks of the world. That's why they're using the Paris Climate Agreement, climate change, social credit scores. It's to enhance the tyrannical take down and take over. I've talked in great detail about ESG and EDI regarding the social credit score. This is why they want surveillance and censorship. Okay, you're going to be assigned sustainability scores and be managed by private entities like the IRS. This is why they want to delegitimize work, which I've talked about in great detail with MMT and UBI, Modern Monetary Therapy, or whatever they want to call it, and Universal Basic Income. See, we have to speak up, that we have to have these conversations at every parking lot, at every grocery store, every time you're around people. We have to educate on what's going on. Being an American is not being a spectator. This is why they want to, this is all by design, people, everything. A digital centralized cryptocurrency is extremely dangerous to our country and the world. It eliminates freedom, sovereignty, justice. It affects our very own survival. Basically, they're trying to hold our wealth, our health, our mobility and freedoms for ransom. Okay? So when I talk about delegitimizing work, I've connected the dots many times how when certain people, based on their group, their pronoun, and their hyphen, demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualification no longer matters. They don't only doubt their own individual value, but they're taking down their own country. And they're demanding at the same time that the people who get affected and targeted get no rights, no protection, and no restitution of the rule of law. So we're protecting and enabling the most corrupt institutions, organizations, and companies in the world and giving them liability immunity, which we get back wealth inequality, and they get free lunch. And they're literally changing the rule of law with precedence. That's how they're doing it. Okay, pardon my sidebars. It's impossible not to sidebar when I talk about these articles. All right, next article. It's all rigged. Facebook's fact checkers are funded by vaccine corporations. See, folks, this isn't about there's no credibility behind everything. Everything is planned. It's scripted, and it's been that way for years. Next. World's most vax countries and territories are now on the CDC's no-go list. How many articles have we given about the lack of credibility of the CDC? Lack of credibility by scientists and physicians and researchers. Very credible people. No one believes. We can't believe any organization anymore, people. Next. Autopsy of dead person vaccinated for COVID found to contain spike proteins in every organ in the body. People, this isn't Rich making this stuff up. These are published articles in the public domain that I do to my best ability to verify its authenticity, okay? Next. And I wish I had more time to talk about each individual article, but I don't. There's just too much information here. Next, U.S. and European databases for adverse reactions to COVID jabs are spiking with tens of thousands of cases. Now, remember the Harvard study that I've cited even a few moments ago and done with more detail weeks before, where 1% of the adverse events are being called on, 1% being admitted. That's it. So do the math. Next, Pfizer whistleblower confirms COVID injections are poisonous bioweapons. See, folks, it's not just – keep in mind, this so-called virus has a 99.7% survival rate. The Delta strain was reported to have a 99.9%. This is with comorbidities. So you have to ask yourself, all these gain-of-function studies that China was doing with Fauci using our money, who has patents, by the way, on all this stuff, you have to ask yourself, was this made, did they really do these gain-of-function studies to create a virulent, more virulent strain to kill people and depopulate the earth, or were they putting most of their technology into creating a vaccine that would kill people? That's the trillion-dollar question. Next, Moderna and Pfizer intentionally lost, let me say it again, lost, L-O-S-T, the clinical trial control group testing efficacy and safety. This is, you can't make this stuff up, people. You just can't. It's impossible. This is why I talked about the agenda. You know, forced lockdown, 5G towers, depopulation, eliminating free speech, immunity passports. I mean, it's all, everything that we talked about a year and a half ago is coming true. Everything. Next. Soon, 5 vaccine doses will be required to consider yourself fully vaccinated. Next. Fauci calls Sturgis motorcycle rally a super spreader, but says nothing about Obama's maskless birthday party. And you're going to love this, people. I hope you're sitting down. Maskless birthday party for Obama. Not only did the left journalists come out and call us irredeemables, deplorables, now they're saying it's okay when Obama and his group does it because they're sophisticated. So now we're unsophisticated. Yes, that pause was for effect. And by the way, I don't know if you read that Democrat Rashida Tlaib was partying with 100-plus maskless friends during this past weekend as well. You can't make this stuff up, people. And they're talking about, keep in mind what I just discussed about the NIH, to putting hardly any money into COVID research. There's no concern there, people. This is all about propaganda hoaxes, false flag lies, and gaslighting. 100%. This is all connected. All of it, the climate change, the UBI, the MMT, for the reset, the takeover, the takedown, which means it's all illegal because it's against the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, where we've literally have millions of combat soldiers who fought, bled, and died for our freedoms and rights that we were born to have. This is our inheritance, and these people are literally saying that the million plus who died for us died in vain. They're literally saying that they're collateral damage. Okay, pardon my sidebar. It's just impossible not to make comments on this stuff. Next, Fauci moves goalposts again. Now says 90% vaccination is necessary to reach COVID herd immunity. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, FOIA reveals Fauci and NIAID, which is Fauci's organization, spent over $400,000 infecting dogs with painful and deadly parasites in unnecessary experiments. Yeah, these are really good people. Look at your pet dog right now. $400,000 of your taxpayer money to infect them so they could die in pain with deadly parasites. Yeah, and you want to believe them. Please send me a check and I'll send you a virtual bridge. Next. A variant worse than Delta, Fauci dials fear to 11 as emergency Lambda strain appears more resistant to vaccine. Folks, I've read the articles, I've heard the tapes. They don't have any tests to differentiate between any strain or variant.
It's all BS. This is all for the takedown. Is COVID a real thing? Yes, it is a bioweapon. But it has a 99.7% survival rate. The people who are getting sick and who are transmitting the disease, who are dying, are the people who have taken the vaccines. I cannot tell you how many of these articles we have given over the months about this, not just today. Next, Bill Gates partners with CCP, as Communist China group, to conduct coronavirus gain-of-function research. There you go. Next, Delta virus fear factor rising thanks to media propaganda campaign based on zero science. How many physicians and scientists are coming forward and researchers saying the same thing? How many have we mentioned on this program? Next, the vaccinated burn health passports in protest in Italy. What happens when you find out that you've been infected with something deadly? What do? They burn their passports. What do they do when they find out that this is a hoax regarding the takeover of the Western world? They burn their passports in protest. This is what happens. Next. Extreme threats, witch hunt tactics force Dr. McCullough to take down his entire website, wiping down decades of information to help people. See, this is called journo-terrorism, folks, when the powers that be do not like what you're saying. Next, Twitter suspends journalist who repeats CDC facts on vaccine. Literally repeating what the CDC says, and Twitter suspends this person. Can't make this stuff up, people. And for $1 a day, in double-blind ivermectin studies and hydroxychloroquine revealing how COVID patients recover more quickly and are less infectious. But don't say that because it's not part of the narrative. That's all what it is narrative.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
In for Vincent Fennelli today, and I'm just going to go back into more published articles in the public domain to give you guys as much information as possible because time is waning down. Okay, next, CNN and Anderson Cooper slapped with $100 million defamation suit over their conspiracy to suppress viable COVID treatments like ivermectin, like hydroxychloroquine, like vitamin D, like zinc. We've talked about this till I'm blue in the face for months. See, the powers of it, it's not just CNN, it's not just the mainstream media. It's big pharma, it's big corporations, the CDC, the HHS, the NIH, the whole ball of wax. You know, folks, they know they're lying. We know they're lying. And they know that we know they're lying. That's how pathetic this whole and desperate this whole situation is. Next, COVID hospitalizations are among the fully vaccinated spike tenfold in Israel. People, what? I'm not doing this for fame, for infamy, for money. None of us are. When we talk about this so-called vaccine, we're not just trying to save or fight for a nation. We're trying to fight for everyone. That's why you hear me calling for whistleblowers. We need heroes. We need you to look in the mirror. If you're working especially for the FBI, the CIA, Health and Human Services, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, if you're a banker, a politician, a judge, a lawyer, big pharma, big corporations, we need heroes. It's time to be an American. This is why we need to read and research and verify. Because the powers that be, we need whistleblowers. Because if you break everything down, it really comes down to this three kinds of people right now at this time in history. It's the bought and paid for. It's the blackmailed. And then you have the patriots who are willing to be hated for telling the truth. That's what we need. That's what courage is. That you've heard me talk about the pick effect, patriotism, intelligence, and courage, and I've given many subsets and details of that. I don't have time to do that today, but that's what we need. We need people who are willing to be hated for telling the truth because official authorities and experts are gone. They're gone.
All it is selling and controlling the narrative. It's all theater. All representation at the high levels are for the elite only. None of it's for the little people. That's why I've connected the dots on the dangers of delegitimizing work. Because when you do that, you eliminate value. And who's doing their job? With all these institutions and organizations and unions, et cetera, all the examples, published articles in the public domain that we've given over the months, over the years, who's doing their job today? Nobody. You've heard me talk about submissive conformity and connecting the dots on how that breaks people's will. See, what happens when you submit, you lose the ability to critically think. You lose the ability to think with foresight. You're literally being groomed, programmed, conditioned, controlled to protect your group, your pronoun, and your hyphen. You're in default mode where you've lost the ability to think. You've always heard me, who are the best pool players and chess players? The people who think 3, 4, 5 moves ahead. See, when you protect your feelings, your ego, your pride, you never admit that you're wrong. This grooming, I've connected the dots in many a broadcast to Stockholm Syndrome and cognitive dissonance. This is why they, the powers that be, have to continue with censorship and surveillance, especially for their infrastructure bill, which it's in there. Okay, let's go back to the evidence of more transhuman experiments. Next article. The coming Delta lockdown is designed to invoke nationwide protests so they can be exploited as a backdrop for false flag events. We've talked about this, people. That's why they're one of the main reasons that they're pushing the mask is so they can basically hide the identity of their brown shirts and mercenaries. Okay? This is why they're that's the main reason for the mask, as well as creating the theater for fear. Fear, that's how you manage people. Next, 5 times more lockdown suicides than COVID deaths. Did you hear that? 5 times more lockdown suicides than COVID deaths. That's appalling. We'll be right back after top of the hour break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.